Health officials across the country are trying to stop the spread of West Nile virus. Four people in Louisiana have died from the disease, and more than 88 people are ill. Cases of human illness also have been reported in neighboring states Mississippi and Texas, but more cases in more states are likely to occur before the end of the summer. NPR's Joel Palca joins me now to talk about the latest outbreak. What can health officials do to slow the spread of this virus?
Well, Renee, you have to remember that this is a mosquito-borne virus. You can't get it from coming close to somebody who's already got it. You can't get it from handling an animal or a bird who's already got it, or at least that's what health officials believe at the moment. And they're reasonably certain that the main route for getting this disease is when a mosquito bites an infected bird or animal and then subsequently bites a human being. So that suggests that the best way to control the disease spread is to control the mosquitoes. And what that involves is spraying with insecticide, spraying with larvicide to kill the small mosquitoes, and also emptying out pots of water, standing water, because that's where mosquitoes love to breed. So a lot of times it's just a question of emptying out a tire that might be sitting someplace that's got water pooled in it, or a recycling box, or something that could just, you might put outside and forget about. Well, if you dump it out, you're going to be safer. The other thing they're urging people to do, they've already started a campaign for this in Louisiana called Fight the Bite. And the idea here is that you want to basically go out with some sort of personal bug spray on, something particularly containing DEET, because that seems to be the best, and be careful, wear long sleeves, be particularly careful about dawn and dusk when mosquitoes like to do a lot of biting.
How dangerous is this virus? Does it kill everyone who becomes infected?
Well, no, it doesn't, and that's it can be deadly. Most people who become infected, if they develop any symptoms at all, they'll develop a sort of a flu-like, achy, maybe fever kind of thing. If it's only people who are elderly or for some reason because of chemotherapy or some other disease have their immune system suppressed that are more likely to develop this encephalitis, this brain inflammation that can lead to death.
What about a vaccine? Does that exist?
Well, no. The short answer is no. There are vaccines in the works, and there is one developed for horses who also get this disease, but there is no human vaccine at the moment.
And drugs for people who do become infected?
Well, like most viral infections, there aren't really very many good drugs, or in the case of West Nile virus, no specific drug at all. You can't treat it with an antibiotic because, of course, antibiotics only work on bacteria. So basically, if people get sick, the point is to try to, treat the symptoms, something to bring down the fever, something to bring down the inflammation, and then hope they get better on their own.
West Nile virus is pretty new to this country. Remind us when it first showed up here.
Well, it showed up in the summer of 1999 in New York City. And that year there were, 62 people who became sick and 7 people who died. Not clear how it got here. There's all sorts of theories. As I've said, it infects birds, and so there's some theory that migratory birds might have brought it to this country. It's also possible that an airline passenger coming from an area in Africa, for example, might have flown over with the infection and then subsequently been bitten by a mosquito who bit somebody else. It's a little unclear.
And is it likely that health officials will be able to eradicate West Nile virus now that we've got it in this country?
Well, eradicate is probably not. For some reason, West Nile virus seems to like the conditions here in the United States. They seem to be happy infecting the birds that are native to this region. The temperature seems to be right. The mosquito population seems to be a large enough number to keep the virus moving around in the susceptible populations. And so it could be here for quite a while. I mean, just have to think, a year ago, there were only 9 states that had this disease reported in humans or animals, and now there appear to be more than 24. So it seems to like it here.
Joe, thanks very much. NPR's Joe Palca.